In the headlines, the Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness calls for urgent intervention as the island recognizes World Mental Health Day. A noted economist says Fitch's positive outlook reflects Barbados's steady progress. Barbados's youth call to lead in building national disaster resilience. The call comes from Minister of Home Affairs Wilfred Abrams. And Palestinians are beginning to return to Gaza's north as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu thanks Donald Trump for securing a ceasefire. This is the Lunchtime Edition. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead. More than 75% of occupants at the homeless shelter in Barbados are struggling with serious mental health challenges. This revelation has prompted head of the Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness, Kemar Safri, to call for urgent intervention as the island observes World Mental Health Day. Mr. Safri told Starcom Network News that he has already proposed a workable solution, which he says requires immediate implementation.
I would have reported just about 80% of our clients, both female and male, have mental health challenges. And we are calling for the early intervention as it relates to advocating for mental health. We are also calling for early intervention in the schools, in the families, in the churches, in the business spaces, in identifying and dealing with persons with mental health. In addition to that, we also call in for the amendment to policies that look at giving organizations such as ours and other organizations that work with these vulnerable populations, population of persons, to be empowered and be trained and to be able to assess and make recommendations to the psychiatric hospital.
Mr. Safri says the situation is a sensitive one but can be solved.
We understand the stigma associated with persons not wanting to go to psychiatric hospital, but we've opened our door where psychiatric hospital can come to our office and provide care from here. But we need a greater relationship, memorandum of understanding, to be able to facilitate such where treatment is given and it to be written into policies that organizations can be able to work to share information with those that are affected with mental health.
Head of the Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness, Kemar Safri. There's no surprise in Fitch Ratings revising its outlook for Barbados from stable to positive. That's the view of noted economist Jeremy Stephen, who says Fitch's affirmation of Barbados's B-plus credit rating based on the government's improved fiscal performance and continued economic reform is consistent with the country's progress. Mr. Stephen told Starcom Network News that despite ongoing discussions about national debt, Barbados's economic position remains stable and is supported by several strengthening factors.
Mainly driven by the construction. The tourism product seems to be a bit more resilient than we thought it would have been, considering the instabilities in Europe and, ironically, those geopolitically stemming from the USA. In terms of government's ability to pay down debt, insofar as included, and it previously was, especially over the, pre-2018 or so, to be a little more fiscally prudent, driven on a growth agenda, albeit short term.
Mr. Stephen also noted that Fitch continues to use Barbados's peg to the US dollar as a key indicator of the country's overall economic stability.
Until the day that Barbados's currency is easily convertible into other currencies where we may source products from and services from extra-regionally, the US dollar still remains our, currency of trade, to put it frankly, our euro dollar. So as it stands, until then, we wouldn't be easily able to acquire cheap debt to very productive growth. And investment grade offers that ability to borrow cheaply in the international arena and on the euro dollar market, that is to acquire US dollars outside of the United States.
Noted economist Jeremy Stephen. As Barbados works to strengthen its resilience to natural hazards, young people are being encouraged to take the lead. Several students from public and private secondary schools participated in the Department of Emergency Management's National Youth Forum this morning, held to mark the International Day for Disaster Risk Reduction. Minister of Home Affairs and Information Wilfred Abrams told the students their voices are vital in promoting a culture of preparedness. He stressed that the focus must be on funding resilience rather than recovery.
Across the world, young people are innovating with technology. They're advocating for climate justice, and they're leading in their communities. Barbados believes that the youth are not just beneficiaries of resilience, you are the architects of it. We need more young people involved in disaster management. As innovators, developing early warning apps and community communication tools. As educators, raising awareness about preparedness in schools, clubs, and neighborhoods. As advocates, ensuring that global financing systems recognize the disproportionate vulnerabilities of SIDS and frontline communities. And as leaders in demanding accountability from policymakers to invest in resilience rather than waiting for tragedy to strike.
Minister of Home Affairs and Information, Wilfred Abrams, in the Lunchtime Edition. There is not a shortage of blood at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, but QEH Communications Officer Shane Seeley says consistent donations are vital to saving lives, but said it is also a matter of specific blood types remaining available to doctors.
As I always say, it is like a bank. You deposit and you withdraw. The withdrawal comes when we deal with cases which require blood. But we always have, for the most part, a consistent flow of donors. And we've been getting some corporate support as far as that is concerned. We have 3 blood drives planned for this month. We're going to have that blood supply replenished. We are going to have those deposits coming in. And it's all just to ensure that we continue as best as we can at the hospital to save lives.
QEH Communications Officer Shane Seeley. Palestinians are beginning to return to Gaza's north as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has thanked Donald Trump for securing a ceasefire.
We're at a momentous development in the last 2 years. We fought during these 2 years to achieve our war aims. And a central one of these war aims is to return the hostages, all of the hostages, the living and the dead. And we're about to achieve that goal. We couldn't have achieved it without the extraordinary help of President Trump and his team, Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner. They worked tirelessly with Ron and his team, our team. That and the courage of our soldiers who entered Gaza and the combined military and diplomatic pressure that isolated Hamas, I think, has brought us to this point.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Our top stories. The Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness calls for urgent intervention as the island recognizes World Mental Health Day. A noted economist says Fitch's positive outlook reflects Barbados's steady progress. Barbados's youth call to lead in building national disaster resilience. The call comes from Minister of Home Affairs, Wilfred Abrams. And Palestinians are beginning to return to Gaza's north as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has thanked the U.S. President Donald Trump for securing a ceasefire. This has been the Lunchtime Edition of the latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Thank you so much, Barry. Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on StarcomNetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news, and like and follow at StarcomNetworkNews on Instagram and Facebook now.